Back-to-school specials are here at Charlieu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large two-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlieu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlieu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victocrats allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up!
Do you want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend!
What the hell's going on out here?
Ooh, that's a bingo!
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. A number of things to get to between now and the close of our program. A Supreme Court ruling could pave the way for several more Republican House seats. Trump has cut $8 billion in green energy funding from 16 blue states during this shutdown. They don't realize the power that they gave him. Crime in Chicago. More than 1,500 people shot in just 2025 so far. Hakeem Jeffries squares off against a Republican from his home state over who's at fault for the shutdown. Man arrested for starting the Pacific Palisades fire. But I thought it was climate change. We're going to talk about the failure of Obamacare. President Trump called it a terrible mess. And an Arizona Republican wants to repeal it. Letitia James has now been indicted for mortgage fraud. But first, this is the statistician from CNN, Harry Enten, who says Trump's favorability rating is solid, and the majority of people believe that Trump is, in fact, keeping his promises. Number 38.
President Trump has spent the first 8 months of his presidency making good on some of his campaign promises. So what do voters think about it, and how could this impact the midterm elections to come? Harry Enten is crunching the numbers on this one. He's here with us now. Harry, it's been almost 1 year since the election. Well, how are voters feeling right now about the president?
You know, sometimes I think it's worth taking that 35,000 vote view. And as far as the American people are concerned, Trump could be better known as Steady Eddie. What are we talking about here? Well, why don't we take a look here? Favorable view of Donald Trump. You know, you go back to October of 2024, 44% of the American public viewed him favorably. Now, despite everything, look at this, 43%, which is well within the margin of error of that 44%. And here's the thing to keep in mind. This was good enough to get Trump reelected back in 2024. And Donald Trump is basically at the same point here right now, which I think would surprise a lot of folks, especially a lot of folks on the left, who very much disagree with a lot of what Donald Trump has done.
What do you see is underneath that and driving that? Why is he basically the same?
Okay, you know, to quote the esteemed caller Dennis Green, the former head coach in the National Football League, Donald Trump is who the voters thought he was. What are we talking about here? Well, is Trump doing what he promised in the 2024 campaign? Yes, 52%. The majority of Americans say that Donald Trump is doing what he promised, compared to 48% who said no. So what essentially is going on here is the voters expected all of this from Donald Trump. The majority did. And that is why his favor rating, simply put, has not really moved all that much compared to where it was a year ago. Trump is basically doing what the American people thought that he was going to do. Indeed, if you look at the numbers, Trump has basically the steadiest favorable rating this much through a presidency of any president on record, and it's basically where he was a year ago, good enough to get him reelected.
So then what are you seeing is it, how this is impacting midterms?
Yeah, okay. So one of the questions we basically had as we've gone on through the numbers, right, is that Democrats have not been able to run away with it, and now we know it's basically because Donald Trump is where he thought he was, which was good enough for the Republicans to maintain control of the House last time around. Look at this, the race for Congress, Dems versus Republican margin. You look at the New York Times poll, it was tied a year ago at this point. Now it's Democrats plus two within the margin of error. Look at Yahoo, YouGov. It was plus three Democrats at this point a year ago. Now it's plus four. Maybe the Democrats have gained a little bit. But in reality, Kate, what we're really seeing is that the American public is pretty much steady. They are basically where they were a year ago at this point. Maybe Democrats can take control of the House where the polling is right now, but maybe not, because the bottom line is we've seen numbers fairly similar to what we have right now. We had it a year ago, and it was not good enough for Democrats to take control. The bottom line is this. As long as Donald Trump is where he is, Republicans will, in fact, remain competitive. If they, in fact, gain a little bit, it really would not be that surprising if Republicans were able to maintain control of the House, especially given their redistricting efforts in many of those states.
Fascinating. It's a really good look, Harry. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate.
Fascinating. You see her grimace? There is a journalist named Brandi Cruz. She's one of the ones at that roundtable discussion that the president had where the journalist talked about how they were attacked violently by members of Antifa. And she said, "I'm living proof you can recover from Trump derangement syndrome," number 35.
Mr. President, Brandi Cruz, you're going to hear us be very fired up today, and you can tell, and it's because some of us have been covering Antifa for 15 years and have never had anyone in a position of authority even acknowledge their existence. And I'll also tell you that I think that had you not done, the single most powerful thing you've done to deal with this scourge has been acknowledging that Antifa is a real thing. I genuinely believe there would be people at these tables who would be dead today and would have been killed in Portland had you not called them a terror organization and said we're going to bring the full weight of the federal government to bear. I talked to Katie Davis Court in Portland the other day. She'd been assaulted all summer. And she said the same thing. They didn't seem quick to violence as soon as you made that designation. So they're thinking in their heads. They're worried. There's been 24 or so arrested in Portland. They don't want to go to federal prison. There's this video of them, one of them who was in the face of an ICE agent, and then he's in custody shaking. Once you take the mask off, they're nothing.
All right.
And I was told by probably a dozen people not to tell you this. I'm going to tell it to you anyway because it's relevant to what we're talking about. I'm living proof that you can recover from TDS. I had strong Trump derangement syndrome for probably 8 years. This is one of the reasons I recovered from it. And by the way, it's much better to not have TDS. I'm happier, I'm healthier, more successful. I even think I got a little more attractive after I got rid of my Trump derangement syndrome. Yes. You know, I'm a reporter in Seattle, and frankly, I could not care any less what any of you have to say about this meeting. Could not care any less. We're not here for you. I'm not here to convince any of you that Antifa is a real thing. Because if you have not come to that conclusion by now, you are never going to come to that conclusion because you don't want to see it. And you're going to go and you're going to say it's a bunch of right-wing conservative influencers who are here spinning a tale. I was one of you. I was a mainstream reporter in Seattle for 10 years. I was a TV reporter on the streets doing my job, and I was still assaulted by Antifa. So it's not about being conservative. It's about people who go there and show what they're doing. And when I saw, after all those years, that the media wouldn't be honest about what was happening, that Democratic politicians wouldn't be honest about what was happening, I thought, well, gosh, if they're not being honest about that, maybe they're not being honest about President Trump either. And it opened my mind to just looking at things for what they were. And now I find you quite funny, actually. I'm much happier about it. But, you know, for me, again, I could not care any less the stories that they go to print. This is what I care about. We have 3.5 years. Nothing is guaranteed, although I think if Democrats keep it up, we'll probably have Republican presidents for the next 3 decades. But nothing is guaranteed, and so what I want to see over the next 3.5 years is a full court press to dismantle Antifa once and for all in a meaningful way. I know, Andy, we talked before this about some ideas. That's really what we want to. I don't care what the media says. I don't care what Democrats say. They will never wake up to this fact. So we want the federal government to take as many of these cases as possible, look at the interstate travel between Portland and Seattle when it comes to these people who are committing violent acts. and hopefully in 3.5 years, they will be a shell of their former selves.
Close to done, and it's Antifa and many others, unfortunately.
Yes.
There are many others, bad ones. Most have been named terrorist organizations. There are a couple that we're going to, but I think we've got it pretty well covered. But there are many others, but very specifically today is Antifa, and it's really bad, and we're going to get it cleaned up. Andy, do you have something? Thank you very much. I'm glad you no longer have TDS. I feel very good about that. Thank you.
People can recover from TDS. I've often asked you to call in at 888-971-7243 if a friend, relative, coworker has reached out to you. Maybe they haven't apologized. Maybe they haven't said, I was wrong. But they've reached out knowing that they were wrong, don't want to admit that they had Trump derangement syndrome. What has this man done? He's cleared the borders. We haven't had the inflation that people predicted. People are making more money. Gas prices down. Egg prices down. Peace deals all over the world, including a ceasefire deal, at least so far, between Hamas and Israel. Gotten rid of DEI. Exposed the real threat to democracy done during the Biden years. The lawfare. The people that were FBI agents at the Capitol building on January 6th. Republicans having their phone records investigated in connection with January 6th, something that was only revealed because Cash Patel found some document in some location that was not supposed to be revealed. How the Biden administration shut down the investigation of his son and Ukraine and Burisma. What has this man done? D.C. crime down dramatically because he put the National Guard there. Wants to do the same thing in Chicago and in Memphis and in other places. The number one job of government is protect people and property. And the president says,
We all know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside and getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right. Doing it on the regular is the key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pain, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your routine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, it uses a special formula of 4 natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is. To get your days going without pain, try their 3-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Simply call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Whether you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees, don't let it keep you from living the life you want. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my 2 sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-822-1716. 800-822-1716. 800-822-1716.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal. Plus, September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor. Call 530-238-2383.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrups. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heating and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Redding Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Come on, joy, bump, bump, bump it out, pain. Come on, come on, here we go, sunshine. What else, rain? Ah, yeah, here we go, joy. Come on, here we go, pain. Bump, bump, bump.
Welcome back to the Larry Elder Show.
888-971-7243, 888-971-SAGE, Larry Elder. Salem News Channel. Today I'm continuing my campaign at LarryElder.com to generate support for the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews in their critically important work as the war with Hamas hopefully ends. War inevitably leads to poverty when infrastructure is destroyed, when grocery stores are demolished, and because the bombs and missiles have destroyed so many roads all across Israel, the basic needs of life are hard, if not impossible, to get. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews delivers meals and comfort to the poor and elderly, places bomb shelters in the most vulnerable areas, provides bulletproof ambulances, and donates life-saving equipment to hospitals. And that's only scratching the surface of their work. Your gift of $25 or more will help rush a food box to a Jewish person in need in Israel. If you can give $50, you'll help support the life-saving security projects of the fellowship. And thanks to a generous fellowship supporter for a limited time, the impact of your gift doubles. Call 800-728-1331, 800-728-1331, or click on the IFCJ banner at LarryElder.com. Ed is in Gardena, California. Ed, you're on the Larry Elder Show. I guess we don't have Ed anymore. All right, Ed. Oh, is he there? I just lost him. Ed, we just lost you. Please call back. Tracy is in Coarse Gold, California. Tracy, I'm born and raised in California. Never heard of Coarse Gold. Where is that?
Coarse Gold sits between Yosemite and Fresno. We are the southern entrance to Yosemite.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Larry. So my question is, do you think that they're going to have a case against Letitia James?
My answer is yes. The only issue is intent. And she is a lawyer, and she had to know that by calling one of her properties her primary residence when it wasn't, and by saying a property had a certain number of units when it didn't in order to get favorable terms, I think she's in trouble. What do you think?
Well, Larry, I'm hoping she is.
Mm-hmm.
We have so much of this going on in California. If we do not start holding these people accountable, I'm so scared for my state. You said you were born and raised here. California's an absolute mess. I've lived here for 60 years. I am a fourth-generation Californian. And I had some lady yesterday tell me, you just need to leave the state. We're going all progressive, and there's no place for you here.
Wow.
It took everything I had not to reach out and grab her throat.
Well, Tracy, thank you very much for the call. And I wrote a book about California called As Goes California. my mission to rescue the Golden State and save the nation, and it is a mess. It is a beautiful state geographically. I mean, snow, desert, water. It is a state full of very interesting people, cutting-edge colleges and universities. The politics are hideous. When you had a period of time where you lost about a million people, when the average price of a home in California is twice that of the national average, one of my frequent guests on the program is an economist named Leo Hanian from UCLA. And he says, well, because of earthquakes, the average price of a home in California should be about 10 to 15% more than the average price in the nation. Not twice, 10 to 15%. We have more homelessness here than anywhere else. The gap between the rich and the poor is wider here than pretty much any other state. Our schools are ranked near the bottom. And we have people like Gavin Newsom, who claims that because of Trump, he doesn't have as much money to deal with fires as he otherwise would, and he's spending $250 million on Proposition 50 to counter what Texas is doing because they hate Donald Trump so much. They want to make sure that Republicans don't retain, if not expand, their lead in the House. Why is it California's business? We have all these soft-on-crime propositions like 47 and 56 that reduce categories of crime from violent to nonviolent. Believe it or not, serial arson is now a nonviolent offense in California. I'm not making this up. Assault of a police officer is now a nonviolent offense. Rape of an intoxicated victim is now a nonviolent offense. And as you know, California set up a panel that recommended $1.5 million for reparations for every black descendant of slaves, even though California was not a slave state. It's insane. And one of the mandates Gavin Newsom wanted was to force people to have electric truck vehicles has now gone away because Donald Trump repealed the waiver that allowed them to do it. So that's now gone away. That was insane. You had a minimum wage of $20 for fast food workers. It went into effect April 1 of last year. As soon as he signed the bill before it went into effect, Pizza Hut laid off 1,200 drivers in one day because of the minimum wage hike. It is estimated that since the proposition was passed that jacked up the minimum wage for fast food workers, some 16,500 fast food workers have lost their jobs. Years ago, California voters voted to ban the use of race as a factor in hiring, in contracting, and in admissions to colleges and universities. A few years ago, they tried to put it back. And Californians even voted against it, even though the side that wanted the race-based preferences outspent the other side almost 10 to 15 to 1. The LA Times endorsed putting back race in admissions in colleges and universities and contracting and hiring for government jobs. But Californians said no. So there are some signs of intelligent life here in California. And the police department is down hundreds of officers because of this assault on police officers, referring to them as systemically racist. A whole bunch of officers, not just in L.A., but in Chicago and in New York, resigned or retired earlier. And it's really difficult to recruit people. Who wants to work for a department that has the image that the police has and the reputation the police has because of this nonsense that the police are engaging in systemic racism against black people? So this state is an absolute mess, and I'm hoping that maybe, just maybe this time, with sufficient funding, a Republican can become governor. Lord knows I tried. And speaking of which, we're going to be talking with Steve Hilton in just a few minutes, who polls show is the leading Republican, about the very thing, Tracy, you just now mentioned, the mess that California is in. All of this and more. Now, the Senate has confirmed more than 100 Trump nominees amid the government shutdown. And Trump has now gotten rid of around $8 billion in green projects in several different blue states. The FBI has reassigned nearly one quarter of its agents to help ICE locate and arrest people. And a University of Chicago professor, a Palestinian activist, has been charged with felonies after being arrested at an anti-ICE protest. FBI agents have been fired who were involved in tracking Republican senators' phone calls All of this and more. Steve Hilton, Republican candidate for governor, coming up next. 888-971-SAGE. I am Larry Elder. Do not leave town.
You're listening to The Larry Elder Show.
Money, I'm born for mine, and I don't really care. Because the spotlight Rob Bates don't share. I'm the headliner of this show, and you're just a kid, and you need to grow. Because joy, bump it up, and pain. Come on, come on, here we go. Sunshine, keep it going. Rain, if I sing along. Come on.
I'm not going to
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
You know love makes the world go round.
Now back to the Sage, Larry Elder.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. The Democrat leader in the House, Hakeem Jeffries, just had a set-to in the halls of Congress with a fellow New Yorker, Republican, and we're going to have that for you. Quite entertaining. My guest's website is stevehiltonforgovernor.com, which suggests he is named Steve Hilton. Please welcome Steve back to the program. He is the leading Republican candidate for governor here in California. Steve, we just lost another celeb. Sylvester Stallone has now moved to Florida.
I know. I mean, they're just... We got to do something. We got to save this beautiful state. I mean, this is the thing I ask all the time, and you know this, and you've been fighting the same battle. Why would anyone leave such an amazing, beautiful state as California? Because these Democrats, these far-left lunatics who've been in charge now 15 years of one-party rule, they just make it impossible for everyone. I'm on the road the whole time. Families, businesses, large businesses, small businesses, everywhere you go, it's such a struggle to do anything, to build anything, to make money, to make the budget add up for your family at the end of the month with the cost of gas right. and rent and electric bills. It's insane what they're doing. We've got to turn this around.
And Steve, to make a serious point about Stallone, he's not just an individual. He is a wealthy individual, generates a lot of money. When somebody right. like Elon Musk leaves California, as you know, our income tax is structured so that one-half of 1% of tax filers in California pay almost 50% of the state income tax, the largest source of revenue for California. So when a high-end person like that leaves, it means all the other things that the left wants to get done become much more difficult to do.
Exactly. Look, they're driving away the people that generate the wealth, the entrepreneurs, and the jobs and the opportunities. One of the reasons right now in California we have the highest unemployment rate in America. The highest rate, not just the highest number of people out of work, the highest rate of unemployment as well as the highest rate of poverty. And they're driving away also the next generation. That's the thing that breaks my heart when I'm on the road. I was on the UC Berkeley campus the other week doing an event there. You talk to the students and you ask them about their future and their hopes. They can't see a future in California because they know they'll never be able to afford to own a home here or start a family here or even start a business here. And so we're driving out the lifeblood of our state. Well, not we, they, the Democrats. That's why we need to kick them out.
Gavin Newsom is complaining that Donald Trump is not giving him enough money, the resources he needs for fire management. But he has the time and the energy to do Prop 50, which is going to cost $250 million, to counter what they're doing in Texas. Why doesn't he focus on his job as governor of California?
Because the only job he cares about is the next one, the one he's always wanted, the one he's always been focused on, which is running for president. That's what he's all about. That's this ridiculous, pathetic, social media stunt. He's basically not a governor at all. He's the social media manager for the state of California. That seems to be what's taking up his time, as well as this ridiculous, corrupt ballot initiative, Prop 50, to rig the elections even more than they're already rigged. In California, it's all part of the same story. He has no interest in actually solving the problems that everyone has in California. In a way, you could say that's just as well, because every time he tries to do anything for us here in California, he makes it worse. So maybe it's just as well that he spends his time on X, trolling President Trump, and that maybe he's doing less damage that way.
2 minutes left. As you know, one of the things that Gavin Newsom has said routinely is the reason we have these fires is because of climate change. Well, they've now arrested a man suspected of setting fire to the Pacific Palisades, the most serious fire in the history of the state. I thought, Steve, it was climate change.
Well, they've been running around trying to arrest climate, but they haven't found a suspect. It's so insane, isn't it? But this is what we've been saying all along. I remember the very first time, I started working on this wildfire issue and talking to experts about it, and I remember hearing, particularly with the Southern California wildfires we have, that the vast majority are started by either arsonists or homeless people, both of which we could do something about if we actually had people in charge who knew what they were doing. And then, of course, the climate policies make everything worse. That's why they didn't clear the vegetation. That's why once the fire started, it got out of control so quickly. Because for 50 years, they didn't clear the vegetation. And the same kind of thinking is why you have the water shortages. That's all this extreme environmental policies that they keep pushing, all in the name of climate. It's why they're shutting down our oil and gas industry. I'm going to be right there at this amazing event tomorrow in Kern County, Oil Dorado. with the, celebrating our oil and gas industry about how I'm going to open it up again so that we can use California oil and gas instead of what we're doing now, which is in the name of climate, shipping it in from halfway around the world. These people are just total zealots on climate, and every piece of evidence we get points in the other direction.
We have to leave it there. Steve Hilton for governor.com. Steve Hilton for governor.com. Steve, thank you very much for coming on. Godspeed.
Thank you, Larry. Great to be with you.
Got it. Living with everyday pain is like having a voice that always says, no. No, you can't do that. No, don't go play your favorite sport. No, you better sit this one out. It's no way to live. So if pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help get you back to living life on your terms. One where you say yes a lot more. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor's unique formula of natural ingredients doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. For good. Whether it's your back, neck, joints, or muscles, Relief Factor can help you, as it has for so many others. So give Relief Factor's 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how with less pain you can say yes to more of everything you want. 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6745. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-6745. That's 800-575-6745. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Larry's father, Staff Sergeant Randolph Elder, says hard work wins. You get out of life what you put into it. And now, here's Larry Elder.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. Ed is in Gardena. Ed, I'm sorry we lost the connection. Thank you for calling back.
Yeah, Larry, always glad to talk to you. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I wanted to comment on the mass controversy with Antifa. I wanted to know, I want to ask the question, will our good governor sign a bill, which he did, unmasking the federal agents? He wanted to unmask them here in California. Would he sign a bill unmasking Antifa?
Right. That's a very good question. As you know, that ridiculous bill that he signed mandating that ICE agents not wear a mask. The reason they're not wearing masks is because they're being ID'd, doxed. Their families have been threatened. It is clearly unconstitutional. It will clearly be struck down by the courts. But that's a very good point. Why is he concerned about ICE agents wearing masks and not quite concerned about Antifa wearing masks? Speaking of which, here's a journalist named Katie Davis Court, one of the journalists who spoke to Donald Trump yesterday, number 34.
Katie, please.
Hi, Mr. President. It is an honor being here today, and I first wanted to start by thanking you guys for designating Antifa a terrorist group. It's exactly what this group is. It's a long time coming. I'm an investigative journalist from Seattle. I work for the Post Millennial alongside Andy Ngo and Jack Posobiec. I have been infiltrating Antifa cells in Seattle and Portland for the past decade. I know their inner workings, and Antifa uses extreme political violence to crush the civil rights of their political enemies and believes that violence is justified by any means necessary. But today, I want to focus on what is happening in Portland at the ICE facility. I've been covering this for the past 4 months, and this is a call out to corporate media who has completely ignored this story or has falsely reported on it. This is nothing short other than a sustained attack on the United States, which is being supported by Democratic elected officials. The Portland Police Bureau has completely abandoned several blocks outside the ICE facility, giving away their jurisdiction to a terrorist group who has spent the past 4 months harassing, assaulting, and intimidating anyone they perceive to be against their cause. Not only have federal agents been relentlessly assaulted for more than 100 consecutive days, black-clad anarchist militants concealing their identities behind black facial coverings have been assaulting reporters just for trying to cover their crimes. Today, I am sitting here with a black eye and a concussion after being violently hit in the face with a metal pole while reporting outside the ICE facility just this past week. After the attack, I immediately went to three Portland police officers who refused to detain the suspect. I took the time to chase down the suspect in the streets, had her held for 35 minutes. I was waiting for Portland police to come, and they never came. Then that's what opened my eyes to what this group is actually doing. I watched 20 Antifa militants help my assault suspect escape into an Antifa safe house that is one block away from the ICE facility. And this safe house is where Antifa-affiliated protesters are conducting parliamentary operations. It's where they're arresting, they're showering, they're eating to continue this occupation. I have staked out this safe house and have observed shift changes. This group is highly organized. It is being funded through mutual aid groups, and they have no plans of stopping. Residents living across the ICE facility have been held hostage by Antifa. They're begging for federal intervention. The city refuses to help, and they want you, President Trump, to come in and restore law and order. I want to stress the importance of taking this situation seriously, because when I first started reporting on this occupation, I went undercover in Black Block. I talked to these Antifa militants. I lasted for about a month. They believe that ICE agents are the Nazi Gestapo who need to be killed. They told me that directly, and I think that if this situation is not taken as seriously as it is, it's just a matter of time before someone gets killed. And thank you for having me.
Thank you, Katie. Let's pretty incredible. The only question nobody can answer is why. Why are they doing this? They're like insurrectionists. They're terrible people. But you really wonder why. Why are they doing it? What are they gaining other than they're obviously paid? They're paid a lot of money.
are listening to KCNR, your home, Simpsons Red Hawks football.
It's going to go to Cortinas, who gets outside, breaks through, up the middle, the 40, at the 50, the 45, the 40, down to the 30, the 20, evading a tackle, the 10, the 5, the 40's down inside the 5, just short. Oh my goodness,
what a play by the Red Hawks, unbelievable.
KCNR, your home for Red Hawks football. You are listening to KCNR, your home for Simpsons Red Hawks football.
It's going to go to Cortinas, who gets outside, breaks through, up the middle, the 40, at the 50, the 45, the 40, down to the 30, the 20, evading a tackle, the 10, the 5, the 40's down inside the 5. Just short. Oh my goodness.
What a play by the Red Hawks. Unbelievable.
KCNR, your home for Red Hawks football.
This is Eugene Robinson, a columnist with the Washington Post, who says that the reason Trump is sending the National Guard into states like Illinois and California is because these are potential candidates for the 2028 election, their governors. That's his reason. Number 16.
I don't think it's a coincidence that he has gone after the states that are led by Gavin Newsom and J.B. Pritzker, who are seen as two possible Democratic presidential candidates in 2028. No, he won't have to run against them. He is so... usually so self-interested in terms of politics. Maybe this is a case of him trying to ensure the future of MAGA after him, and to sort of insulate it against the likes of Newsom or Pritzker. But no, I don't think that's an accident.
No, he's not concerned about crime. By the way, he's also deploying or will deploy troops in Memphis, whose governor is a Republican. And in New Orleans, whose governor is Republican. So what is his rationale for that? Now, Travis told us before Relief Factor took him an hour to walk a mile. Today, he can walk 4 miles in that very same...
I'm not going to tell you what to do with your money. You're an adult, right? But you should know, gold has increased over 80% in the past 2 years. Yeah, 80%. So if you think stuffing money under your mattress or riding the roller coaster of Wall Street is your retirement plan, well, I wouldn't want to be banking on that strategy. It's time to diversify your savings and retirement assets into physical metals like gold and silver. That's where Advantage Gold comes in. When you call 800-741-GOLD, we'll send you a free gold kit that explains how rolling over your IRA or 401k into gold could not only supercharge your retirement, but maybe even help preserve your sanity. And let's be real. When's the last time you ever heard someone say, "Hey, sell all your gold"? Exactly. Never. The number's simple. 800-741-4653. And if you can spell, even better. That's 800-741-GOLD. Always consult with your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owe the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They make me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Some big news. Just before Charlie Kirk died, he issued a stark warning of terrifying dangers and threats ahead for those who stand for truth. Charlie wrote this in his last published work, the foreword for the new book, Pagan Threat. Authored by Pastor Lucas Miles, Charlie said that Pagan Threat could save America. Charlie said you must read, internalize, and share this book. It has the plan to stop the wokeism infecting America. Already a number one Amazon bestseller, Pagan Threat is available wherever books are sold. Get Pagan Threat free with Newsmax's special offer and save $30. Go online now to PaganThreat.com. That's PaganThreat.com. Millions are tuning into Newsmax on all major cable systems. They're downloading our free Newsmax app on their smartphones. And they're getting Pagan Threat to see Charlie Kirk's final words. Go today to PaganThreat.com. That's PaganThreat.com.
Make a statement without saying a word. Visit LarryElderShop.com for bold shirts, hoodies, and mugs. And get 20% off with promo code ELDER20 because we've got a country to save.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. Charlie Kirk was a bold believer of our freedom and faith as an American. It's a boldness we will never let be forgotten. To do this, we created the I Am Charlie shirts and hoodies for us to boldly wear and show our support of Charlie Kirk and his incredible mission. We are donating the net proceeds from every piece of the I Am Charlie gear to Turning Point USA. It's time we all take a bold stand and show it. Go to faithandfreedomstore.com, take a bold stand for Charlie, and help us donate to TPUSA. That's freedomandfaithstore.com, freedomandfaithstore.com. We're going to talk about the exchange, heated exchange, between Hakeem Jeffries and Mike Lawler, both New Yorkers, one Democrat, one Republican, in the halls of Congress about who's behind the shutdown. Also, what would Ronald Reagan say about the failure of Obamacare? And the failures are immense. It's supposed to bend the cost curve down, save the average family something like $2,500 in premiums. It has done the opposite. Now, as you know, I watch a lot of CNN and MSNBC, so you don't have to, and I'm noticing a shift in the way they're covering Trump, in their attitude, in their body language. Here is Caitlin Collins from CNN, number 21.
It's different because Trump is such an accessible president that, like, if he's just swearing in the ambassador to Greece, like, typically that wouldn't be a newsworthy event if President Biden or any typical president was probably doing it. But Trump's moments, anytime the camera's around and reporters are around, it can turn into a press conference. And so you never go into the Oval thinking, oh, this is going to be a quick, we call them sprays. It's where you go in, basically a photo op, and then you leave. Because Trump will swear someone in, and then he'll turn to you and say, you know, any questions?
Speaking of CNN, here is what Trump said, which may very well be why they're changing their attitude. Number 31.
Their ratings are terrible.
They are terrible.
MSNBC is dying, and CNN is dying like a dog.
And
poor CNN, they're so pathetic.
It is very pathetic.
You ever see their anchors in the evening? That nobody ever heard of them. Where do these people come? I could take anybody off the street in Washington, D.C., they'd do a better job.
Yeah, it's not hard to show what's going on these days. You literally have an iPhone, and you can post it on X.
They don't believe in the star system, you know. It's one of those things, right?
Oh, my goodness. Coming up, Representative Andy Biggs of Arizona is calling for the complete and total repeal of Obamacare, called it a complete failure. Donald Trump also referred to it as a horrible mess, and he says it has been so from the very beginning. All of this and more. And this very interesting exchange between Hakeem Jeffries and Mike Lawler of New York in the halls of Congress over who's responsible for the shutdown. And a CNBC host told Hakeem Jeffries point blank that he, Jeffries, and the Democrats would be going crazy if Republicans pull this shutdown stunt that Democrats are pulling. All of this and more. I'm Larry Elder. Do not leave town.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm.
You're tuned into Simpson University's Red Hawks Sports Network and KCNR Shasta Redding.
The rain has halted. The clouds have parted. Saturday night under the light.
Coach Sean Daniel and Simpson are still searching for their first win in program history as they face off against the Southern Oregon Raiders. The Raiders shut the Redhawks out when they played in week one, but the narrative has shifted.
Yeah, focus, lock in, and allow the three to cars light if you have to. You need to take more.
It's going to go to Cortinas, who gets outside, breaks through, up the middle, the 40, at the 50, the 45, the 40, down to the 30, the 20, evading a tackle, the 10, the 5, the 40's down inside the 5, just short, oh my goodness. Both teams will have to find a way without their top running backs.